The Pickin' Porch, brought to you by Puckett's Restaurant, where the main ingredients are real people, real food, and real atmosphere. Proud to sponsor The Pickin' Porch from Classic Country, Q97.3, 99.3.
Miller in the Morning here. We got The Pickin' Porch being brought to you by Puckett's. And joining me in The Pickin' Porch is Jack Cooper. Jack, welcome to The Pickin' Porch, my friend.
Hello.
Listen, buddy, I've heard a lot of good things about you. Your good friend Roger Allen Wade said you're a heck of a performer, and I want you to prove it right now by singing me a song.
All right, I'll do that.
He said, Grandpa, what's this picture here? It's all black and white, and real clear that you there. Said, yes, I was 11. Times were tough back in 35, and me and Uncle Joe trying to survive a cotton farm and the Great Depression. If it looked like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids just trying to save each other, should have stained it in color. If a picture's worth a thousand words, can't erase the dust to shed the gray, can't cover, should have stained it in color. This one here is taken overseas in the middle of hell in 1943 in wintertime. Could almost see my breath. That's my tail gunner, old Johnny McGee. He was a high school teacher, New Orleans, and had my back right up to the day we left. If it looked like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids trying to save each other, should have seen it in color. If a picture's worth a thousand words, can't erase the dust to shade the gray, can't cover, should have seen it in color. This one here is my favorite one. It was me and Grandma in the summer sun, all dressed up. David said, I vow. You couldn't tell it here, but it was hot that June. Her rose was red, her eyes were blue. Just look at that smile. I was so proud. That's the story of my life. Right there in black and white. And if it looked like we were scared to death, like a couple of kids trying to save each other, should have seen it in color. If a picture's worth a thousand words, you can't erase the dust shades of gray, can't cover, should have seen it in color. You should have seen it in color.
That is such a cool song, man. When you first heard that song, you said, I'm going to sing that. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jamie Johnson's amazing.
Jamie Johnson, man. Awesome, awesome.
He is amazing.
So let me ask you a question here. You were telling me a story earlier about how you got started. Now, was it your dad that had a band or what?
No, my dad was a local radio station owner. He was a radio personality before that.
Okay.
He was Lee Cooper.
Lee Cooper, yeah.
And Lee J the DJ, they called him. And he ended up building and putting on the air three AM stations back in the 70s.
Wow.
I started singing at an early age and was in the Chattanooga Boys Choir when I was a child.
I find that hard to believe, but I'll take your word.
Yeah, it is kind of hard. A lot of people do, but
So what was the story that you said musicians would come over your house?
Oh, yeah. The road musicians that were playing on the road back most days. I was real young, about 5, 6 years old. And they would be traveling back to Nashville on Sundays. And they'd stop over at the house, and Dad had a refrigerator with a keg of beer in it all the time.
That'd make me stop, too, I guess.
Well, that's where I learned how to pour beer, too. But that's a whole other story. Anyway, they would all come in, and they would play and sit around and shoot a breeze. And I would get out there, and they would stack up Coke cases back when they were made out of wood. And I'd stand up there on those Coke cases and sing like I was the big deal.
Were the star, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and had those great musicians playing behind me. And,
wow.
Well, yeah, it was wonderful. I had great memories.
That's a lot of fun, man. Brings back some good memories.
Oh, yeah.
Well, favor me with another tune, my friend.
Okay. Original or otherwise?
Whatever you want to do. This is your show, buddy.
Oh, okay.
I'm just over here watching the meters and stuff like that.
Okay. I'll be one that I wrote.
Okay.
Here's one called Every Minute, Every Hour, Every Day. Real sad. Came home this evening, had to find nobody home. So I poured myself a drink, so I wouldn't be alone. Started thinking about tomorrow, how everything gonna change. Every minute, every hour, every day. Know the reasons why you left me. Told me why you couldn't stay. But the memory of your leaving, Lord, it just won't go away. But you know I'll always miss you much more than I can say. Every minute, every hour, every day. Just want to say I'm sorry for all the things I've done. Should have paid you more attention, spent less time living on the run. But you'll always be a part of me. Hope you listen when I sing. Every minute, every hour, every day. Yeah, you'll always be part of me. Please listen when I sing. Every minute, every hour, every day.
That's an original Jack Cooper song this morning. Did you ever try passing that off to George Strait or somebody?
No, I thought about it at the time, but at that time I was really pushing myself and wanted to hold on to it.
Yeah.
I guess maybe nowadays I'm not. Now that I've gotten older.
All right, so, I mean, as you're growing up, I mean, did you have bands? Were you always a solo artist?
I played solo for years and years before I ever played with bands. Mm-hmm. I played 4, 5, 6 nights a week, however much I could. I'd play gas station grand openings or whatever, you know, just to get out there and do it.
Yeah, when you love music, I don't think people that aren't musicians or don't have a love of music don't understand. We'll stand in the rain, like you said, at a gas station grand opening with a guitar and two people watching us and be happy as all get out. You know?
Absolutely. I've been changing things.
All right, well, I started playing, you know, obviously during the Beatle era. I grew up, you know, and everybody was playing guitar and everything. And I always thought, hey, man, if I get a guitar and I play, it's going to get me girls. But it always don't work out that way, does it?
It seems like the girls are always there and they pay attention, but by the time the end of the night comes,
they move on to somebody else, right?
Exactly right.
Right.
Then you end up going on with your guitar.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at least I got that going for me, you know. So what are you doing now? And before we go any farther, I want to mention, I have to have complete truth here on the show. I have worked with your wife for years at 911, you know?
Yeah.
And we had a great time over there, and both of us finally had enough, and we both quit. Not at the same time, but we both.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Until you, did she ever come home and just tell you about all the horrible things that went on there?
No, that was a little bit before we got together. We'd known each other for 40 years.
Oh, really?
But, she never talked
about
it.
My wife always told me.
She would call me from there occasionally, but she never talked about it too much.
Yeah. Well, my wife used to say, you realize you come home every night and all you do is complain about this and this officer did this and a lady called with that. I mean, it takes a special breed of person to tolerate that.
Absolutely. I mean, I have the utmost respect.
I do too for people. And I said, man, 13 years, that's all I could take, man. So,
yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah. So then I got this job. You know, I came back to this job, but this is a nice job. Nobody harassed me in this one.
I bet it for years too.
All right. Go ahead and give me another song. Let me hear what you got, man.
Let's see what I got here. I don't even know what to play.
That is, first of all, let me tell the people, that's a beautiful guitar. You say you only had it for a year?
Well, thank you. I bought it about a year ago.
It's gorgeous.
Epiphone, made by Gibson. I love it. It's a hummingbird. It's what same guitar Keith Richards played.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe not as old as his, but or him as far as that goes.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man, beautiful, beautiful instrument there.
Ooh. 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 Mama, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. Getting dark, too dark to see. Feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Yes, I do. Ooh. Ooh. Mama put my guns in the ground. 'Cause I can't shoot 'em anymore. This long black veil's coming down. Feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door, yes I do. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Lord, I feel I'm knocking. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door, yes I do. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Brings me to my next point here. Who were some of your musical heroes when you were growing up?
Oh, well, I grew up, Southern rock was my first love. Mm-hmm. And I love Skinner Band. I ended up playing with Marshall Tucker Band at the time.
Did you really?
Yes, that'd be pretty cool. And that was amazing. I mean, those people, yeah. They're just normal down-home folks from mm-hmm. Carolinas, and they're great people. I mean, I had that at the time I'll never forget.
Wow.
I love Waylon Jennings. One of my all-time favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into the outlaw movement.
Outlaw kind of
it
thing,
kind
yeah.
of fits my my personality. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, so a guy told me one time I had a real good act. I said, it's no act.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that kind of goes right up my alley.
That's cool, man. All right, so what's in the future for Jack Cooper?
Don't know. Future is future. Every day's a holiday. I'm just glad to be breathing, glad to be here.
Yep.
And I appreciate you having me.
Well, listen, Jack, it's been wonderful having you. Could you give me one more song and take it out, okay?
Okay. I'll do you a Merle Haggard song here.
Oh, I love Merle.
This is one of my wife's favorite songs. Today I started loving you again. Now I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heart ache mend. 'Cause today I started loving you again. What a fool I was to think I could get by with only these few million tears I cry. I should have known the words were yet to come. Now the crying time for me just begun. 'Cause today I started loving you again. Now I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heart ache mend. Today I started loving you again. Yes, today I started loving you again.
You've been listening to The Pickin' Porch, brought to you by Puckett's. Miller in the Morning here. My special guest has been one Jack Cooper. If you know anybody who wants to be on The Pickin' Porch, have them get in touch with me here at the radio station. Area code 423-702-9799. Or just drop me an email. Scott@wuuqradio.com. And, hey, we'll hook up on that. Again, special thanks to my good friend Jack Cooper for stopping by with The Pickin' Porch.
Puckett's, where the main ingredients are real people, real food, and real atmosphere. proud to sponsor the Pickin' Porch from Classic Country, Q97.3, 99.3.